Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We are here each and every day. If you haven't done so already, give us a like on the YouTube page. Follow us on social media at B_SURP, at BSERP. You can follow Frank at FMarks with a Z, 324 on social media. Follow the show at B_SURP Show on Twitter and X. Plus, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, Odyssey, wherever it may be. We are out there. You can listen to our show anywhere you get your podcasts. It's great. Also, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our YouTube page. There's 461 of you guys watching right now on our YouTube page. If you were looking to find this to try to get the press conference, and we air a lot, all the press conferences, most of them. We air most of them. Anything Padres related. We are the place to be. Instead of trying to search to find us on YouTube, you can hit the subscribe button. And guess what it does? It absolutely just makes it easier for you to find us. Makes it easier for you to find us. And it doesn't cost you anything. It's great. If you're a Padres fan or a San Diego sports fan and you don't subscribe to us on YouTube, I don't know what you're doing. It's very easy for the 454 of you that are watching right now on your phone. Or on your computer, there's a little bell next to our logo and name. Click that bell. You're subscribed. And then on the bottom on your app, when it says subscriptions, click that. As soon as you log on, it's going to be populated with all of our stuff. Super simple. Super simple. Give us a like on this YouTube page. We really appreciate it. A like on the video, it helps us out, pushes us out to other areas that don't have or don't know about 97 through the Fan. Also, if you haven't done so already, you can subscribe to our YouTube page at B_SURP, at BSERP. Subscribe. Makes it easier. Our YouTube page is strictly for the Brayden Suprenant Show. It is at the first link in the description below. All right. We got all of that. Anyway, let's recap this press conference, Frank. There was a lot to get out of this press conference. There much information. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with what A.J. Preller started with. He opened today's presser expressing his appreciation for the job that Mike Schilt has done with the Padres. He said Mike put his entire being into the job, his blood, sweat, and tears, has a lot of respect for that. He says his biggest takeaway from the season was that it was a good year that ended with a hard-fought series against the Cubs. It wasn't the ending they wanted, but the bar has been raised since he arrived, and he's going to do everything he can to win the World Series. That's pretty stereotypical opening press conference conversations.
Yeah, standard stuff, I would say.
What is your biggest takeaway from all of this information about today's press conference with AJ Preller?
Bloody Nora, there was a lot of it.
Yeah, there was.
I think kind of putting to bed the fact that this was Schilt who decided to walk away on his own. There was nothing internal.
I think that's 100% needs to be said and emphasized. Schilt walked away on his own. And it's not Frank and I kissing the Padres' ass. This is what the situation is. He walked away. He walked away. And you know what?
Fair play.
I don't blame the guy. It's not the way that it's not just managing anymore. I mean, it's dealing with a lot of extra stuff and being in the public eye, and it wears you down. And he got worn down, and he wants a break. And you know what? He could do that if he wants. So he's taking a break. He's going to retire. But like most coaches, sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes it's like, all right, a year off, you miss it, you want to get back into it. I could totally see him doing that. I don't think that suggests that, you know, he can't work with AJ Preller. I don't think that suggests that he needed to walk away from this organization. It happens a lot with a lot of coaches that sometimes you get burnt out. And when you get burnt out, you need to take a walk away. That's better than him being burnt out and managing for another year and him not being fully into it, which I appreciate. So as Frank said, yes, I think that's been put to bed now. What else have you got? What else did you get out of this?
I mean, just the kind of surprise that it was. Like he said, he was surprised that the announcement came, but it wasn't shocking that the announcement came. So for him to sit there and say, we'll put together a list of guys who we think could manage this team, I think he already had something in mind. I don't see how you can have a manager talking to you, as the rumors say, as early as August about possibly wanting to do this without having a contingency plan already started and already getting set up. Now, with that being said, it's good to hear that the process is starting immediately, that it's beginning today, tomorrow, whenever, to get this in, because that is the first thing you're going to need to figure out before you can get to some of these free agents. You need to know, if I'm a player, I want to know who's going to be leading me into this next season. And it's hard to say, well, we would really love you to come here. We could pay you all the money you want, but we don't know who the manager is. We don't know who's going to be leading this ship.
They have to get that started as quickly as possible. Yes. So not surprised that AJ Preller said we've already started the process. And I would imagine, as you said, with AJ Preller saying that he was surprised but not shocked, I mean, you had to be thinking about long term all the time.
Yeah.
You know, after Mike took some time to recharge after the season, he informed the Padres on Saturday. AJ did not say he was aware of any internal conflict contributing to this. They're getting lunch today. I hope that's nice. But here's the thing. You mentioned like the players, but also at the same time, like the coaching staff.
Yeah.
The coaching staff's in limbo right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it always is. This is how sport, like people don't understand how coaching staffs work when it comes to jobs. The coach that comes in brings his own staff because he needs guys that are going to be on his side, not people that want his job, not people from a previous regime. I mean, if I got hired to be a head coach somewhere, I'm bringing in guys that I can trust. I'm bringing in guys that share the same philosophies. I'm bringing in guys that I think are going to do a good job. I'm not inheriting a staff that had their guy walk away or had their guy fired. In this particular case, walk away. It's different. And just because you've hired a new coach, I mean, there's some coaches on the staff that might not agree with said new coach, or they might not like said new coach or whatever. I mean, you have to find a good working relationship. You need everybody to pull the rope in the right direction. And so when you hire a new manager, that guy's going to want his own staff. There might be a couple of people that they bring back. I mean, you saw that with San Diego State when they hired Sean Lewis. He brought in his own staff. He kept a couple of guys. He kept Ryan Lindley, right? An alumni that could stay, like, and is from San Diego, knows how to recruit San Diego. He kept Demetrius Sumler. Guy's really good at recruiting San Diego.
You can keep a couple of players or a couple of coaches. Now, the other thing, too, is if you're a guy like Ruben Niebla and you start getting called about managerial jobs, there's eight of them out there. You got to take those. You can't be just waiting around because you don't even know if the new manager or whatever is somebody that's going to want Ruben Niebla on his staff. He might. We saw that with Mike Schilt, right? Everybody freaked out about that particular deal. And again, remember, they hired Ruben Niebla before they hired Bob Melvin. So it's not entirely impossible. But for Ruben Niebla, he needs to figure out what's going on in his life. All these coaches are going to start getting phone calls about other jobs, just like they were expected to do, even if Mike Schilt stayed, because of how successful they've been.
And just because he's under contract through 2027, that doesn't mean anything. If he gets a manager, if he gets an offer for a manager job and somebody wants to hire him, I would be willing to bet he's going to take it.
He's probably going to take it. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. So that's part of the deal. I bet Ruben will probably try to, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he puts his name in the hat for the manager job. I think you have to interview those guys just as a courtesy anyway, just to see. I mean, you might as well cast the wide net that you need. And we'll see if they decide to ask at baseball or ask permission to interview any other managers around baseball.
Hey, you're most likely going to see new base coaches next year.
You'll see a whole
new
staff.
Coach, most likely see a new hitting coach next year. Not because they did anything wrong, but because that's usually what happens when a new manager comes in. They bring in the guys that they can trust. For the most part, it's guys that were on their former team, like Matt Williams went pretty much everywhere with Bob Melvin.
Right.
Followed him around. That's going to be a thing that you're going to see. So no more Tim Leeper, no more David Macias, most likely. There's a chance that they stay, but I would expect to see them not here on the corners next year.
I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, it's possible they could stay. I mean, some of these guys have made it through a couple of coaching changes. But that needs to be figured out. So you have to find a new head coach or new manager, and then he's got to bring in his own staff. And then that's what you got to roll with.
And Dark Day brings up a good point in the chat. It probably could have said it a little bit nicer, but, you know, hey, here we are. There is a chance.
His name is Dark Day. So
there is a chance that Ruben Niebla does not want to be a manager. He is content with being a pitching coach. And if that's the case, great. That's absolutely fair play. But if there is the chance that he does want to be a manager, you have to be able to accept that reality that your pitcher whisperer is, there's a chance that he could go.
AJ Preller talked a little bit about the Padres organization and that many in the Padres org have been together for a long time. When asked about building on the organization's continuity in the wake of searching for a new manager, AJ said the goal is to have a manager that's here for 10 years, like many others in the organization. It's unfortunate that they have not had that ability yet, but that obviously would be the goal.
It's also where the state of the franchise is at the time you hire them
mm-hmm.
that determines how long you're going to be here.
He says he loves the Padres in San Diego. He's proud to be here. When asked about his future with the org, entering the final year of his contract, AJ said he looks forward to the conversations with John Seidler about his future and that there's still work to do here. How much was that answered in today's press conference about AJ Preller's future? I mean, I felt like it wasn't 100% reassuring, in my opinion.
No.
It wasn't 100% reassuring. And when we come back, we're going to talk about AJ Preller's future with the Padres. I mean, I don't know what he can say. He's obviously, it's out of his control. But if they were like asking him and they were having contract negotiations, he would have said probably something a little bit better. We'll talk about it when we return. We do want to get your phone calls today, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Your reaction to the press conference, what AJ Preller said about the managerial search and about the roster for next year. as we continue on the Braden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Soprenant on a blustery Tuesday morning in America's finest city. Should be raining today, right?
Be raining quite a bit today, actually.
Yeah, it's supposed to. It's supposed to rain today. I thought it was going to rain earlier today. Instead, it's just going to rain when I have to go coach football and sit in the rain. So that's fun.
Oops.
Yeah. I was told I cannot complain because somebody we know who coaches beach volleyball in the springtime, she said it always rains in the springtime during beach volleyball. So therefore, Frank, I'm not allowed to complain about one day in the rain.
Watch me.
I should bring an umbrella out to practice.
That would be smart, yes.
I would probably get charged a fine from our staff. But you know what?
I'll eat it.
It'd be worth it for $5 to stay dry.
I'll eat it.
I might have one in my car. Anyway, let's talk about this AJ Preller press conference. All right, we talked a little bit about the Mike Shildt deal. Do you feel, Frank, more or less confident that AJ Preller be the general manager for the Padres past 2026 after this press conference? More confident, less confident?
About stagnant, honestly. I mean, you could say, yeah, it's worrying that he didn't give you too much to be hopeful for as far as that, other than, you know, the bog standard answers. But what do you expect other than the bog standard answers? You expecting, we've got a deal going, I'm going to be getting this much over the next couple. No, you don't expect that. You also don't expect I'm out of here. They've already said I'm out. So, I mean, he gave the answer that I honestly expected that he was going to give. So, no, I don't feel different either way. I don't feel more or less confident about it because I got what I expected.
I feel slightly less confident. I mean, the other thing that made me slightly less confident was the fact that AJ Preller's future is like the Dennis Lynn article today in The Athletic when talking about there's no current extension in place for Preller, there's no like real conversation about it. I mean, to me, that's kind of interesting.
That's not great.
And I think at this point in time, my opinion on the matter is until I'm going to sound like ball coach Mike McCoy, until there's pen to paper on a contract, there's really nothing that we could. I mean, it's going to be like, all right, looks like he's on a 1 year deal here.
Exactly.
But I don't know how you can have a general manager on a 1 year deal and hire a new manager. I don't know how you can do that and say like we're a stable organization. I don't know how you could say that.
I mean, you can't even say it's an unstable organization because the last two managers left on their own accord. Schilt retired. Some of you, I saw it in the chat, saying he quit.
He didn't quit.
He retired. And Bob Melvin went to take his quote-unquote dream job. So it's not that, and the managers before that were during rebuilding periods, who were never going to stay long term.
It opens up the door for this to be like, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, when you're a manager, when you're a guy that's interviewing for the job, you want stability of like the people, like the guy that makes the decision on whether or not you still have a job is only there for a year, and he's the one that brings you in. Does that give you a sign of confidence as the person that's going to be the manager? Unless you are somebody that is just like Andy Green was, so desperate to be a manager. Unless you're hiring somebody brand new never done it before, that's just waiting for a chance and so therefore doesn't care about it. But if you're trying to get somebody that's a veteran manager that's been there and done it before, that has the experience, there's not a lot of guys that are going to sign on for, we don't know if the guy that's in charge of whether or not my job is still here is going to be here or not. I'm just saying. It makes me a little uneasy.
Yeah, as it should. I mean, as far as a manager should get at least 2 years, period. Because one of the 2 years could be a fluke.
I think it should be a minimum three, but in this day and age of sports, people want World Series tomorrow. You see it in college football all the time. The unfortunate thing is teams or coaches that have flipped organizations around fast make it even worse that everybody thinks that their particular organization can get flipped fast. Now, this is not one of those flipping of an organization, though.
No.
They already know they can win. I think you have to get a minimum of a 3-year deal for a lot of managers.
I agree. And that's
why would anybody sign on for a 1-year or 2-year deal?
There's unless you're desperate.
Yeah, unless you're desperate to finally show that you could be a manager.
And then what happens if it turns into an Atlanta Braves of this year where just everybody gets hurt for long periods of time? You're screwed. You shot yourself in the foot.
100%.
Because everyone's going to blame you. You're a one-year manager. You're a lame duck. You're the scapegoat. Boom. Out. Done.
AJ Preller talked a little bit about that the search for a new manager will begin today in terms of putting a list of candidates together, etc., but there's no deadline to find a new manager. I bet you he has already written down multiple names on a list.
Yeah, especially if the reports are true that Schilty was talking to Preller about this possibly happening in August. Preller's too smart to not have a contingency plan already in the works.
Yeah. He said that Mike Schilt considering retirement wasn't discussed during the season. When they got to Chicago for the playoff series after the regular season was the first time the two discussed that as a possibility. As soon as that is a possibility, a general manager is immediately starting to think about,
absolutely,
how do I replace this guy?
Yep.
Nobody asked AJ Preller who he was on the phone with after the wild card series loss, by the way. That should have been question number one, in my opinion.
Well, you know.
In my opinion. AJ Preller said it was an attractive managerial job due to the roster, ballpark, atmosphere, city of San Diego, when asked if the lack of clarity about his future could be a deterrent for a potential manager. I think that's a valid statement.
Absolutely. 100%.
We all know how good the job is. It doesn't need to be sold. The job is a good job. You're taking over a ball club that has made the playoffs for the last 6 years. You're taking over a ball club that has people in San Diego show up and show out each and every night at Petco Park. You're taking over a ball club that, you know, this is the number one team in town, the only real team in town. I mean, sure, you got other teams out there, but this is the number one team in San Diego. San Diego's a beautiful place to live. You got star athletes, and you have ownership that spends money. They spent money. So it makes sense. Like, this is a good job. The only deterrent to me is the we don't know if the guy hiring me is under contract for a long period of time. And today didn't really answer those questions. And to be honest with you, they will never be answered until there is clarity from the organization in terms of, like, AJ Preller signed a contract extension. What I can't, what you can't do, though, in my opinion, is this can't drag on throughout the season.
No.
This can't drag on throughout the season. I mean, this needs to be taken care of quickly. If I was the org, I mean, my timeline would be get the extension done with Preller. It doesn't even have to be a long time. I mean, you could give him a 2-year deal. You could give him a 2-year deal. Give him a 2-year deal, sign the manager for 3 years. And then you could just let it play out. And if you need to fire the guy, then you can fire the guy. But I'd give him a 2-year contract. So he gets 2026, 2027, which is going to be a shortened season, almost inevitable
guaranteed,
at this point,
yeah.
And 2028. I think that's fair.
Yeah, give the manager the same term, so this way they both
right.
run out at the same time.
You give Preller a 2-year deal, 2-year extension, you sign the man, you let him hire the manager, he gets a 3-year deal, and then you reevaluate at that point in time of where you're at. You can even fire him before the last year.
I think the Padres are in a position where they have to re-up Preller.
Have to.
Because if you don't re-up AJ Preller after these last couple of years and what he's been able to do in the trade deadline, free agency market's a different thing, but what he's continued to be able to do with the draft to be able to do what he's done at the trade deadline, it is indefensible to not extend this guy, just let his contract run up. It will raise so many questions about the organization and what is going on behind the scenes. If this guy who has done what he has done, got the players that he's done, worked the deals that he has been able to work to get guys like Ramon Laureano, like Mason Miller, who are going to be here for a while, to get those guys in and that not be enough to keep his job, that is going to raise so many alarm bells as far as looking for the next general manager, because that shows there's something up with this organization that you can't ignore, that even when you're doing what AJ Preller has done, it's not enough to keep your job.
I think it's bad news if they have to re-sign him. They have to extend him. They have to. Somebody's like, they don't have to. Yeah, they do. Because here's the risk that you take. Okay? You take the risk. So right now, under AJ Preller, they have been a consistent winner of making the playoffs, correct?
Yep.
I would say that. Making the playoffs for the last 6 years is consistent.
He tried a couple things at the start of his regime that didn't work, but once he found his niche, he figured out what he wanted to do. It has been all upward trending from there.
Correct. So, you're going to get a consistent, you're going to get a team that is consistently going to compete for a playoff spot, which is good. What you want is to win championships. Everybody's like upset, like, dude, we got to win championships. We got to get us to the next level, get us to a World Series. The risk you take by not extending AJ Preller or letting him go, which a lot of people think is, are you willing to take a step back and bring in a guy that doesn't give you consistent winning? That's the risk you take. It's the same thing with Penn State firing James Franklin. James Franklin was like winning 10 games a year for 12 years. But he can't win the big one, so we got to find somebody that's going to win us the big one. And a lot of teams take a massive step back, and then they are constantly going through guys to get them back to just winning consistently. That's the risk you're willing to take. If you're willing to take that risk, go for it. Get rid of the guy.
And as far as who might be interested in him, take a look at a Baltimore, maybe, who always draft very, very well. It's one thing that AJ Preller has done consistently well here as well, is draft very, very well. Now, they won't see those draft picks up in the major leagues, but Baltimore is a team that could look to snap him up very, very quickly. Chicago, the Cubbies, might look to snap him up very, very quickly. Seattle, there are teams out there that will go after him the second they get any sort of word that he is not going to be here.
I think this is a fair way of evaluating whether or not the player, the manager, the GM is worth it for your franchise. This is the decision you have to make. Let me ask you if this is fair. Are you willing, do you think your team would be better off if insert player here is no longer on your team and on the Dodgers? Are you okay with that? Seriously.
No.
Who's the team that you hate the most? The Dodgers.
Yeah.
Right? So let me ask you this question. If, and this is like your value. I played this game a little bit. Like, if Luis Arraez signed with the Dodgers, are you worried? I'm not. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not worried. I wasn't worried about Ha-Seong Kim either. Ha-Seong Kim signs with the Dodgers. You worried? No, absolutely not. No. You could start talking about other players, though. Jackson Merrill signs with the Dodgers. You worried? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Got problems there.
Fernando Tatis Jr. signs with the Dodgers. Are you upset? You worried about that?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So this is all the same questions that you ask when it comes to trading players away. I would honestly, if Xander Bogaerts became the starting shortstop for the Dodgers, I'd be worried. I'd be like, all right, that's great.
Yep.
They can move Mookie Betts back to right field. I think that doesn't help the Padres.
No, no.
So you could go through all the you could go through all the players. If AJ Preller became the general manager or worked in the scouting department for the Dodgers, would you like that?
No.
No, I think that would definitely hurt the San Diego Padres. So if you're not willing to allow him to be the general manager or any type work for the Dodgers in any type of capacity, then he's probably better off being your guy. Is there anybody out there that you think would be better than AJ Preller right now? If you have names, I'd love to know. I'd love to know what the names are. Tell me these people that you think are going to do better than what AJ Preller has done. I don't think you're going to give me a lot of names. That's it. It's easy just to be like, we got to get rid of this guy. But
that should be a rule on the show.
What?
If you're calling for someone to be fired, you have to give a name to replace him.
I need a name. Yeah, replace him with what?
You have to give names.
Have to give names. I mean, I don't even understand what the trade conversation is in our YouTube chat right now. But I mean, a lot of people think like, "Oh, this person did a great job." I mean, I've had like 100 people say like how much Bruce Bochy would be like the best ever. It's like, no, stop it. I don't know how many times I have to answer people that say like, "Oh, Trevor Bauer would be great in this." Shut up. No, he wouldn't. Crazy.
Didn't he just give up 5 runs in an inning against some Japanese corporate team?
I think he's done so poorly now recently. We haven't had to listen to that anymore. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Give me an idea. I mean, people want AJ Preller gone. I don't know who you could get that's going to be better.
Okay, hold on. Joshua, we'll get to his comment in a minute. We'll get to his comment on the other side of the break.
We'll get to that comment. Plus, what is AJ Preller looking for in a managerial candidate? Somebody experienced, somebody brand new. He answered that in the press conference. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Brayden Soprenet Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Fans. We're going to be playing some hits from the press conference today. So much to get to on this AJ Preller press conference from earlier today. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Suprenant. This is the Braden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number sports station, 97 through the Fan. The rain has arrived, Frank. The rain is here.
You mean to tell me I don't have to build tomorrow's show either? This is awesome.
That's very possible.
It's a great gig here this week.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I just every
is,
time
it I'm, is bucketing down.
You got to find the clip of Scrapey going. It's raining really hard outside.
I think I found it the last time. Hold on.
If you can find that, that would be great. It was one of the funniest things I've ever heard on this radio station. He just got distracted by the rain. But you know what? That's what happens in San Diego. It doesn't rain a lot. All of a sudden, water starts falling from the sky, and people freak out.
No kidding.
Let me know if you find that or not.
Yeah, just give me a second here.
All right. A lot of things we need to discuss here in, you know, about this press conference. We got a lot of clips now that we have posted on 97 Through the Fan on social media. We're going to talk about the conversations he's potentially had about contract extensions. And then also, AJ Preller talked a little bit about earlier today on what he's looking for in a manager. It sounds like it might be a case-by-case basis. But before that, let's get to your phone calls reacting to what happened in the press conference today. We'll start out with Kevin in Chula Vista. Kevin, what's going on, man?
Hey, Braden, can you hear me okay?
Got you well, loud and clear.
Okay, yeah, we just got in through the rain and the wind here, and all hell's breaking loose outside. Anyway, what I found most, I guess, disappointing, disturbing about the presser was the revelation about the death threats. And that saddens me as a human being. I think that we need to talk about this more. And because it's, we need to, as a society, come together and just, I think, put an end to this. We've got this happening too much, too often, too many places. We didn't have this issue 20 years ago. Why is that? We didn't have the social media. We didn't have the gambling. You put those two things together, those are recipes for disaster. And I don't know what the chat rules are for your room. Tell you what, if I'm running chat, you're going to put your real name out there. You're going to put your real email and contact information. That'll put a slowdown to a lot of this stuff. I feel terrible for Mike that if that in fact is happening or was happening, totally unacceptable. There needs to be an absolute admonition to the psychotic people that are out there that need to go get help. There's just no reason for any of this. It's sports, for God's sakes. It's just fun and games. And if you can't get through it because of your gambling addictions or whatever the hell else is going wrong in your mind, then we got issues that are bigger than we know.
Yeah, Kevin. You know, it's an unfortunate where we're at in society right now that that's a thing. I mean, I honestly, Frank, and I appreciate the phone call to Kevin. I'm honestly shocked at how shocked people were hearing that information.
I mean,
do you not understand what it's like to be in the public eye?
D3 kickers get death threats. Like, yeah. What are we talking about here?
There's many people on our station that get some nasty things sent to him. Some nasty things. I just like it's just the reality of social media. I'm not saying it's right. It's not. But people are crazy. People are crazy. I mean, there have been a lot of people that have DM'd me where I am a little fearful of, like, what's coming around the corner. It's just, it's part of the gig. People are nuts. I mean, I got people that, like, DM crazy stuff to me about how I vote in the top 10 for high school football. I'm talking about high school football. That is also crazy. Crazy. It is crazy. But that's where we're at. I don't know how you fix that problem. I really don't. I really don't know how you fix that problem. But I am honestly shocked at the amount of people who are shocked that Mike Schilt got death threats. I am shocked that people are just, they don't understand, like, this is happening on a daily basis for all of these athletes and these coaches. This is, like, normal.
And that's also bad on us to say, because seriously, this is when you stop becoming shocked to it by it, when you become numb to it, that means it's become normalized. And
yeah.
That means people think it's okay to do.
Right.
It's not. It absolutely is not. And Kevin's not wrong. When people become emboldened on social media, they don't have to use their real name. They don't have to use their real face. People will say some wild stuff when they know that repercussions are not going to come their way.
In multiple facets, yeah. Right? In multiple facets. Yeah, people are crazy. I haven't yet to get a death threat, but I've gotten a lot of things very close to them, and I imagine it's only a matter of time. But that's something that, like, we have to deal with. And that's something that we're at a lower level. That's something that these guys have to deal with on a daily basis. On a daily basis. It's, I don't want to say it's not important. It is important. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. But I don't know how you fix that problem unless you just, like, shut down social media. Because there's got to be bad eggs that ruin a lot of different things. It's a good question. How do we know your real name's Frank?
I know who that is.
That's even
better.
And
I know that he knows me. So
833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Sean in San Diego, you're on the Braden Cipretta Show. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, Braden.
What do we got today?
Obviously, I guess I got two comments. Number one, obviously that's shocking. I think especially shocking for San Diego, although, you know, as you said, it's that time. Can you imagine the managers in New York
yeah.
and the managers in Philadelphia and what they're getting that's got to be 10 to 100 times what our head of staff gets?
Yeah.
It's just got to be, I mean, their fans are much, much more. Oh, even Dodgers. Can you imagine the Dodgers? Anyway, that was just part of it. But the other thing, I guess, and this goes back to when Mike first came to work. AJ is very good at one aspect of his job. I think we all know that he meddled a lot in the last three managers. And as much as Schilt says, no, I get along with AJ fine, I would be fascinated to find out how much the stress between AJ and the front office and AJ always wanting his 2 cents in there may have played a little bit in that, you know, this is just creating an environment that's tougher to work in. And I really think AJ wants to be the manager someday. I think he thinks he can put a team together and he's the best man to run it. And I would not be shocked to see him try it for a year. Although if he screws it up, he's destroyed his entire career. So it just, he's very good at one aspect of what he does, but I think he doesn't always know when to maybe back off and let someone else do what they're supposed to do.
I think it's a fair call, Sean. I mean, we've heard a lot of different things about how he's not easy to work with. I think, obviously, the people that work with him for a long time find it different. I think it's a unique way. It's not for everybody. Like, there's a lot of people out there that I can't work with. There's a lot of people out there I can work with. There's a lot of people out there that can't work with me and vice versa. I mean, there's a lot of oil and vinegar when it comes to work relationships. But I just, from what Mike Schilt has said, I don't think you could really. I mean, you asked the question because the last couple of guys leaving after 2 years for relatively the same, kind of the same thing, the question pops in your mind. But you got to go with what they told you. I mean, they don't think that. I mean, based on what we were told about how Mike Schilt viewed a lot of things with the fans and the media and just being a manager in general, I think you could say he needed a break. But it's definitely a fair question when you start seeing a lot of the signs of like, well, this is the second time this has happened now. I don't think it's be the case. I think it's more of a coincidence, but it's still a fair question to ask. Brad in Escondido, you're on the Braden Soprenet Show. What's going on, Brad?
Braden, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
Good. Hey, I missed the presser, sorry, but Ruben Niebla, is he a serious candidate for that? And then move Skip in and maybe Loretta as a bench coach?
He didn't really specify too much on like specific names, which you knew was going to be the case with AJ Preller. I would imagine he is probably an internal candidate to look at. When listed in the Dennis Lynn article today in The Athletic, it said Ruben Niebla, highly respected internally, strong rapport with the pitchers, is a potential replacement for this job, as well as AJ Ellis and Scott Servais and Phil Nevin, some other potential internal and external candidates for the Padres. They mentioned Ryan Flaherty, who was part of the organization. The only thing that was not mentioned, and again, none of these names were mentioned in the press conference, but that was mentioned in Dennis Lynn's article. The only one that was said not expected to be a serious candidate, despite fan nostalgia, is Bruce Bochy. I think we could put the Bruce Bochy thing to bed. We told you yesterday, but I think we could put that thing to bed. Scott and Tirasana, you're on the Braden Soprenet Show. What's going on, Scott?
You know, I tell you, it's really a shame what's going on with this world. I'm a firm believer that the internet is going to be the downfall of this world with these fools and these metal midgets out there hiding behind their little obscure whatever they are and making these threats. It's just disgusting. You know, like Kevin said, put your name out there, be a man. You know, I have to tell you, Braden, it's the thing that I thought about after hearing Mike Schilt step down. Is if he goes out and gets another job this year, then it's a huge indictment on AJ Preller because he's losing managers right and left. And obviously, a couple of them needed to go. But I'm going to keep an eye on it because if he resurfaces in the next year, I think it's because him and AJ are there's some problem with AJ and the managers in this ball club. Something is wrong. You shouldn't just be losing managers like this. They know what they're getting into. He's been in baseball a long time, and maybe at 54, whatever he is, 55, he is tired. But I think Brain, if he goes out and gets another job this year, that's a huge indictment on AJ Preller. Nobody wants to work for him.
I think it's a good point, Scott, if that happens this particular offseason, right? If he goes and flips and immediately starts working for another organization this year, this offseason, yeah, that's a serious red flag.
Don Mattingly.
Exactly. Frank brought up Don Mattingly yesterday. That is a serious red flag. If it takes a year or two, I don't think it's as much of a red flag, to be honest with you. You see that a lot with a lot of guys. Was it Bruce Bochy? I mean, was that a red flag with the Giants? Maybe it was. Decided to go back and manage the Texas Rangers. Terry Francona, guy that stepped away for health issues, then came back. I mean, I feel like if he did it, if Mike Schilt gets a new coaching job in any type of capacity, and he is at somebody's spring training that's not the Padres in the springtime, that would be a massive red flag to me for the Padres, but mostly for AJ Preller. If he doesn't, then okay. I think he's got. I think it's fair for him to take years off. I mean, I see that all the time with coaches at other levels. They need a year off. Sometimes you get burnt out. And I know it's like it's different at the high school level. I mean, I've seen my dad do that 3 times. Needs a break. Sometimes you need a break. It's a lot of time and effort and everything like that in the job. It's a high-stress, taxing job. And unfortunately, like the death threats and all that other stuff that Mike Schilt talked about comes with the territory of the job. I'm not saying it's right or justified because it's not, but people are crazy and do crazy things. That's part of the deal. So it'll be interesting to see what Mike Schilt does the next handful of years here. I mean, if he stays retired, I mean, good on him. He's got a beach house in North Carolina. Spend some time with his family, everything like that. What is AJ Preller looking for in a new manager? We'll go back and talk about it in the noon lunchtime hour. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. Getting ready for Hour 3 on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.